This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And, of course, a special shout-out goes out always to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, also our Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those working to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch, whatever it is you're doing to help America roll along, especially our over-the-road 18-wheel truck drivers, the men and the women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, as well as our FedEx and our UPS and our bulk mail center drivers out there driving, getting everything delivered and taken care of on their end. And let's not forget either the Amazon warehouse folks and the Amazon drivers that are doing the same thing, delivering packages and parcels for the good people of the country. And, of course, our suicide jockeys hauling the gas and the diesel and the jet fuel wherever it needs to go. Now, you can follow us on Facebook by going to the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Gab. We're on Parler, but I guess Parler's been shut down. I'll have to talk to Kyle about that here in a minute. They sold Parler is what they did, so they're revamping it. And we're also on Getter. We're also on True Social. We're also on Twitter. All the same way, Captain's America, all lowercase, Captain's America. Now, you also can follow us on our Facebook, on our website, rather. Our website is the Captain's America Third Watch.com. That's the Captain's America Third Watch.com. Go over there and check out all the things that we have to offer, and you'll actually find some information there on this gentleman right here, the professor of politics, Kyle Warren. Yippee-i-yo, Kyle Patty. Thank you very much, boys and girls. There they go. It is now 72 degrees right here in the hood, so that's not a bad night.
That's not bad at all. That's right. Well, it's nighttime here, of course, so just as it is there. And we're sticking around, I think, 50-something degrees here, I think. No, pardon me, 60 degrees or something.
What was your first clue that it was nighttime? Was dark out?
That's right.
Okay. All right. Are you ready to say the pledge?
I sure am.
You might have to turn the light on for this. Here we go. I pledge allegiance
to the flag
of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the Republic for which it stands. One nation under God.
One nation under God. Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, back to the format here, Kyle. We teased this. We didn't get a chance to mention it. Joe Biden signed the order prioritizing environmental justice. What's that all about?
Well, Captain, this particular order, the White House said, makes clear, they say, that the pursuit of environmental justice is a duty of all executive branch agencies and should be incorporated into their missions, unquote. So this means that they have to make sure that they prevent any disproportionate or adverse environmental health impacts on certain communities as they make their decisions on how they run their particular agencies, so to speak. So, but what this really is, Captain, to a great degree, I think this is perhaps, if Joe Biden really is going to announce he's running for president, he's trying to shore up some of the environmental groups. For sure, and certainly some in the Congress who are looking for things like the Green New Deal and this stuff. So this is another political move, but it's interesting. I don't, you know, how are they going to gauge what is environmental justice, and how are they going to get all the community to help them make their decisions? That's very interesting to me.
Well, when you find out, you can let me know.
Right.
All right. Moving along here. China's Middle East peace offer seems to be a slap in the face to the U.S.
Well, once again, we have the Chinese government trying to usurp the role that the United States has traditionally been playing in the modern era, basically. And they want to come in and they want to be influential. They want to be the new big player on the block, and they are trying to just simply, as I said, degrade the United States' influence. They also want to drive wedges between the United States and its European allies. There's no doubt.
Well, out there in your backyard, 61 California liberal groups have asked Senator Dianne Feinstein to resign.
That's right. They're saying that her absence from the Senate, and, you know, she's been suffering from shingles of late.
I think it's more than that.
Well, yes, exactly. But they're saying that her absence is stalling President Biden's agenda in the Senate, and they're starting to try to apply that pressure.
What do you think? Do you think she's going to resign?
You know, it's interesting. You know, she's still her own person. I don't think that she wants to have to be manipulated out of the Senate. And it's interesting, Captain, that they seem to be wanting to sort of just throw her out. I mean, you know, after all these years and after everything that she's ever done and been a fixture in the Senate, it's interesting how they're just kind of casting her aside at this point.
Well, I get it. I understand it. I know what they're doing, but, you know, not to say that it's fair. All right, Kyle, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming back with more and Kyle Warren, too. Right after this break on your radio stations, get a chance to tell you who they are, what they are, and what they're doing at this time of the morning. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Stay tuned. There's more coming up right after this short break on the Captain's America Third Watch. And call us at 1-877-969-8600.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to DanPilla.com to order your copy. That's DanPilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to DanPilla.com. That's DanPilla.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Host of the Everett's Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Jedediah Morse was a pioneer American educator, clergyman, and father of Samuel Morse, the inventor of the Morse Code. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, Jedediah studied for the ministry at Yale and in 1789 accepted a call to the First Church of Charleston, Massachusetts. He was alarmed by how far the clergy had moved from doctrinal orthodoxy. In 1799, Jedediah Morse stated, "Our dangers are of two kinds, those which affect our religion and those which affect our government. They are, however, so closely allied that they cannot with propriety be separated. To the kindly influence of Christianity, we owe the degree of civic freedoms and political and social happiness mankind now enjoys. In proportion as the genuine effects of Christianity are diminished in any nation, in the same proportion will the people of that nation recede from the blessings of genuine freedom. It follows that all efforts made to destroy the foundation of our holy religion ultimately tend to the subversion also of our political freedom and happiness. Wherever the pillars of Christianity shall be overthrown, our present republican form of government and all the blessings which flow from them must fall with them. May we the people remember that without God, the United States shall simply be gone under." I'm Ron Edwards. Check out the RonEdwards.com.
All righty, and as you know, the RonEdwards.com is a website you can go to, and you can find Constitutional Grounds coffee over there. Now, this is the part of the program where I pick up my Turbis tumbler, and I give a little sip. And I give another little sip to the iced coffee that I've got, which is Constitutional Grounds. Now, the reason that I like this coffee is it's not acidic like some of these other coffees, and it doesn't burn a hole in your stomach or make you feel like you're just taking an acid pill. Constitutional Grounds has got a really delicious taste, and that's what I'm talking about, taste, quality. Go over there to the website, theronedwards.com. You can make a purchase over there. Utilize the RE20 promo code. You'll receive a 20% discount. Remember, that's Constitutional Grounds, because it's the coffee you want in your cup. And that's what I got in mind right now. It's iced coffee, but that's what I got. Okay, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is here with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You know, moving along, asking the Chief Justice to testify right now is stirring a bunch of controversy, isn't it?
Well, that's right. This is, I think, looking at this whole issue, I believe, with Justice Clarence Thomas.
Yes.
About his relationship with the billionaire GOP donor.
So explain a little bit about that.
Well, evidently, of course, they're looking to try to make this into a big cause, and that somehow there's influence there, this kind of thing. But it does seem as though, once again, we're going down this road of trying to either get a Supreme Court justice to resign or even to be impeached, perhaps.
Well, the reason for that is because they want Joe Biden to appoint a Democrat and bring the count back to more like 50-50, but I don't think that's going to happen. So I think they're striking up the wrong tree. What do you think?
Well, of course, but it's by hook or by crook, right? I mean, this is all out total offensive to try to get something changed on the Supreme Court sooner than later. I think, Captain, because they're also very worried that Joe Biden would not win. I mean, he could win. There's no doubt that he could, based on what's happening at that time, and we just can't look in the future that easily, because other circumstances could obtain. But if he doesn't, and you get a Republican president, whether it's Trump or not, the liberals are sunk. They're going to say we're never going to get another appointment for a long time.
Now, the United States and our allies are meeting in Germany this week. And guess who's there peeking around the corner?
Who's that?
The Ukraine government looking for more weaponry.
Well, certainly. And I think it was General Milley who was talking, I believe it was him, talking about the idea that the air defense is really key to what's happening in Ukraine right now, at least moving forward.
Right.
And so they definitely are looking to get more weapons. They're looking to get more everything. And some critics, Captain, are talking about that. They're saying, why is it that it's either give them everything they need at this moment so that they can just get it done, or it continues to sort of be doled out in little bits and pieces, relatively speaking.
Well, number one and number two, it is going to continue to be doled out in little bits and pieces because this country is not totally, and by the way, we do have some problems now with trying to figure out where this stuff is going, right?
Exactly, yes.
And what's going on with all the money, right?
Right.
And there's not an accounting for all of it yet, right?
Right.
So why would you want to open the door and give them a whole bunch more stuff without finding out what we need to find out?
Yeah, well, this is part of the frustration factor, I think, with the American people. They see this on their television or whatever, internet screens, what have you, every single day. There doesn't seem to be any end in sight. Vladimir Putin's not going to give up anytime soon. Certainly the Ukrainian Defense Forces, the Ukrainian people are not going to give up. So it's a recipe for an ongoing war. Yes.
Well, I wish cooler heads would prevail and we could sit down, these two countries could sit down and try to stop this, because it's getting worse all the time for the civilians. I keep seeing what's happening to the civilian population, and it's horrendous.
It is horrendous. It is horrendous. It's hard to imagine a scenario where Ukraine allows Vladimir Putin to keep various things that Vladimir Putin already believes he controls and wants anyway. It's possible he doesn't want, he doesn't really care in the ultimate expression of this, that he would want to control all of Ukraine. He just wants those parts that he wants. But I can't imagine the Ukrainian people agreeing to that. It just doesn't make any sense. So I think, unfortunately, it will be prolonged. And yes, there will be more civilian casualties. And those atrocities, Captain, are not going to be forgotten anytime soon. The world is not going to let Vladimir Putin and Russia off the hook on this.
Right. Now, the latest Harvard-Harris poll shows Donald Trump 35 points ahead of Ron DeSantis, his closest challenger.
Yes, that's significant. It's definitely very heavy duty.
You think?
Yeah. Well, exactly. Well, and again, you know, we just have to give the caveat. Of course, Ron DeSantis has not declared that he's running for president, although he's making all kinds of moves.
And he's, like going, going to Europe for a few days.
Exactly. And that does help to bolster, you know, a candidate. So you can say, I've been there, I talked with other people there, maybe met some leaders, I know what I'm talking about, and that's his thing, yeah.
And I forgot to mention that after he gets done in Europe, he's going to Southeast Asia.
That's very interesting.
He's going to go talk to Korea, South Korea, he's going to go talk to Japan, our trading partners.
Yes. Well, again, this all lays the foundational structure to say, here's where I see the United States in the world economy. Here's where I see where our leadership needs to be. Here's where we failed so far. This is what the Biden administration is doing wrong. But, you know, just parenthetically, Captain, I think it'd be very interesting. I think the Trump, to some degree, I think he goes out and he says he doesn't want a whole lot of people challenging him. You know, didn't he talk about being disloyal or something like that from some early entries? But actually, the more that we have in the GOP field allows whatever candidate to keep sharpening their claws and also gets a lot of these issues out before the American people where they're really going to be hammered out. And the Democrats are going to have a harder time trying to just message their way out of things when people are actually hearing about these issues and coming at it from different sides.
We have
in terms of the GOP.
We have 7 or 8 candidates right now on the Republican side running for president. The number's going to increase again. All right, Kyle, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Bottom of the hour, your stations get a chance to identify themselves. And the news and all that good stuff. And I shall return with more. Don't go anywhere.
Stay tuned. There's more coming up right after this short break on the Captain's America Third Watch. And call us at 1-877-969-8600.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
USA News Update. President Biden says he'll continue to stand by the FDA's evidence-based approval of the abortion pill mifepristone, following the Supreme Court's decision to allow the drug to stay on the market. Prosecutors have formally dropped manslaughter charges against Alec Baldwin in connection with the on-set death while filming the movie Rust. Republicans eyeing a 2024 run for the White House will be in Iowa this weekend. More than half a dozen will speak to conservatives attending the Iowa Faith and Freedom Coalition spring fundraiser. The Biden administration is investing millions into water conservation projects across the country. On Friday, the Department of the Interior announced $140 million will be spent across 84 different initiatives in 15 states. USA News, I'm Karen Sloan.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hey, it's the captain here. There are three words I want you to keep in mind if you're looking into wound care, from diabetes or other problems you might be having with your feet or ankles: effective, convenient, and caring. I've been going to a lot of doctors, and only Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has helped me. My wound was a tough one, but Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has the highest state-of-the-art treatments to make your body whole. The doctors are compassionate, best I've ever worked with. They truly have caring hands and hearts. Instead of winding your way through the parking garage, elevators, and miles of corridors of those mega hospitals, and who needs that when you have a hurting foot, Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care makes it easy. Just pull into their parking lot, take a few short steps, and you're there at 38th Avenue near Tyrone Square. Google Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care.com or call them at 727-896-4615. That's 727-896-4615. Most all insurances are accepted.
Yes, they are. And again, that's Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care. The number is 727-896-4615. Again, 727-896-4615. What makes them so unique, ladies and gentlemen, and especially you ladies out there, is they have two female podiatrists on call. Two. Changes the game for the ladies with their legs and their toes and their feet and their ankles and their bells on their nose. No, I'm just kidding. It changes the game plan in that you ladies now have an opportunity where you can go and speak to another lady about your problems and feel very comfortable about it. I know it's sometimes rather uncomfortable talking to a male doctor about the problems you have with your feet, your legs, and whatnot. So there you go. So check them out. Again, Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care, located at 38th and 66th in St. Pete. Phone number is 727-896-4615. That's 727-896-4615. Give them a call. See if they can help you out. I'm sure they can. They've helped me, and I'm very appreciative of it. All right, let's go back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Mr. Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
We've only just begun to fight, right?
That's right, indeed.
30 years ago this week, Waco happened. The DOJ, Janet Reno, Antony Blinken was one of the planners for that. Did you know that for the DOJ?
I did not know that. That's pretty interesting, yeah.
Yep, and that may be because of the great job he did there, that may be why he got paid back as the attorney general. Who knows? But he was, in fact, a player in the game at Waco. We found that out this week, which doesn't make me feel any stronger for him. It definitely would make me feel a little bit more against him because of the way that turned out.
Well, exactly. And, you know, at that time, Captain, and again, this is 30 years ago, so it's before social media of any kind like that. There was cable news, obviously, so there was some pretty wall-to-wall coverage of that, but it exists in a different kind of space. And looking at it 30 years later, we certainly can learn things. And but at the same time, we can see, again, it was when the whole thing caught on fire, it was a huge disaster.
Yeah, and it was the government that set the place on fire.
Right, right. I mean, imagine how that might have played out in the modern day when there would have been a lot more expression of public opinion about it, perhaps.
Now, the Biden administration is providing a grant of $1.9 million for disinformation courses. Can you believe it?
Well, you know, I saw this headline, Captain, and I immediately thought, you mean people are going to learn to write their own all-knowing, all-seeing binders? They can rattle off to people?
Probably.
Learn to write the binder. You know, I guess maybe that's what it is.
Yeah, I think that is part of it. And our little short congressman out of, congressman female friend, Ms. Boebert out of Colorado, has said that Alec Baldwin had the charges dropped against him yesterday because of the liberal privilege that comes with benefits.
You know, it is interesting. I mean, this is a all around, this is a tragic event and tragic case. But of course, it's got the celebrity aspect to it. But definitely, Captain, it is interesting. And of course, as you pointed out before, charges could come back against Alec Baldwin at some point. This is not over and done, but it is interesting that that somebody of his ilk and so forth maybe is not going in down the same direction that somebody else might if they weren't the kind of celebrity that he is.
Now, a jury has found, and this is huge for Tesla, because they were on the hook for a lot of money with their autopilot and the failures that they were having, but a jury has found that Tesla's autopilot did not, in fact, fail in the crash cases.
Well, that's also a very interesting conclusion, and this would have been a very substantive, viewing of the evidence, obviously. Now, but what this does, though, too, is it puts Tesla in a better position now as it starts to bring out what it's called its autopilot and more advanced what they call full self-driving system. So this kind of verdict will certainly help the company in that regard with its newest versions of autopilot.
Yeah, but you could not give me an electric car because you just don't have the backup anywhere in the country right now. If you want to get out there and take a long trip as to where you could charge this thing and be able to, you know, do it in a sensible manner.
Well, I agree. I do think, too, the infrastructure and everything would follow through the market This is how we got motor cars, because the market started to take over. It wasn't government mandated. Everybody turn in, you know, stop using your horses and buggies and use the motor cars. Come on, everybody. It's 1918 or something, you know, and this kind of thing. That wasn't the way it happened. It was organic.
Now, I got to get this story in as well as the one after it. So here we go. The White House has said there are no evacuation plans for all of the Americans in the Sudan. How stupid is that comment?
Well, right. You know, they have prepositioned some of these, some of the American forces to do this, but there are approximately 14,000, as far as I understand.
More than that.
Well, yeah, and there could, some have dual citizenship, we understand. So to mount that kind of a rescue may not, or that kind of evacuation may not be in the cards, but certainly those are at the embassy and so forth, they may have to come out sooner than later.
Did you hear what the Russians did to their own city yesterday?
They dropped a bomb on it.
They dropped more than one bomb.
Yeah, and the people there, the Russians, thought the Ukrainians were attacking them.
Yeah, because this was a city that wasn't very far away from the border with Ukraine, but it has a Russian air base there. And this is not the first time this has happened, we've been told.
Yeah, that's definitely, you know, and this, you see, but that's goes to my point that we talk about many times, and that is a mistake could launch you into an entirely different kind of war, or entirely different expansion of a war. And look, they made a mistake. There's no doubt about it. And so, therefore, if this had been, what if they hit some other country, you know, or some other thing that was close by that they shouldn't? And oops, you know, that doesn't cover it.
Well, they have more equipment, obviously, than they have brains in this area. And it's unfortunate, but they're going to have to make some changes. They really are. Because if I'm living in that area, I'm going, wait a minute, what the hell are you doing bombing me?
No kidding. No kidding. And this is why this war, there has to be a way to turn this off at some point. We just don't see that clear path yet. But the world, and it would be best if this war was turned off.
Well, it's true. And again, we've got other areas around the world. It's not just the Ukraine. We have other areas around the world that are just sitting there. It's like a powder keg. They're just waiting for the opportunity.
Well, that's exactly right. I mean, you know, we talked about the Middle East briefly earlier because China wanted to get involved. But that was also something that could flare up. And it's you know, we can fathom these kinds of things and see into our crystal ball, as it were, because we know we have very weak leadership from the United States. And that's a huge problem.
You think. All right.
Yeah.
Don't go anywhere. Kathy's going to take us to break, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back with more of the Truckers Highway Bible Report coming up. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium.
Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
No matter how hard I try, I'm getting really good at barely getting by. Got everything I own by the sweat of my brow. From my four-wheel drive to my cowboy boots, powering on to my blue-collar roots. Feel like I'm working overtime on a runaway train. I got to bust loose from this ball and chain. I'm a
Friday night. I like to party hard, I bet you do too. I carry on with a Cadillac Judy. Spend my whole week's pay on some weekend duty. Some Monday morning, I'm the first to arrive. I ain't nothing but sitting shop from 9 to 5. I'm a hard-working man. I got it all on the line for a piece of the promised land.
That is ZZ Top along with Brooks and Dunn at a concert over in Arizona. And I'll tell you what, were they getting it done there, Kyle, or what? You couldn't really tell until they started with the guitars and then you knew ZZ Top was in it.
Yeah, that's a cool version, absolutely.
Oh, yeah. That's why I played that again, because I found that. I didn't even realize there was one of them out there, but I had to play it. So let's go to the weather and tell me what's going on out west, and I don't see much.
Well, we have a little bit of snow on our radar right now that's actively falling. This up on I-90 near Billings, Montana. So if you're in that area between Billings and Columbus or Billings and Hysham and or Billings and Hardin, you've definitely got some snow coming across the interstate there. Snow continues in some parts of central Wyoming right now. But also in Colorado, that's where the bulk of it is, Captain, up near Fort Collins. Coming down I-25 to Denver, down towards Colorado Springs.
Oops, you just cut out on me. You're cutting out on me.
Uh-oh. Seattle, Tacoma, looks like we've got a little bit of rain in the area right now, coming across in State 5 in that area. Watch out there, of course, in northern New Mexico, because the rapid snow melt could cause some flooding in the mountains there. Also, warming temperatures can cause some flooding.
All right, your signal's cutting out there. Maybe you'll have to do a plan B. You know what that is. So we'll go with that here in a second. But let me take a look and tell you what's going on here right now across the central part of the United States. We've got some really cold temperatures right now in Nebraska, moving to the east over into Iowa and over into Illinois, as well as moving on down into Kansas and coming over into Missouri. And we've got freeze warnings. We've got frost warnings. We've got a frost watch up over across going in through Kentucky and over into the southern part of Illinois as well as Indiana. And we've got some rain advisories up in North Dakota tonight from Minot to Fargo. And over there, the Twin Cities up into Duluth, we've got a rain advisory there, plus some flooding going to take place. Also, we're going to see that in the upper part of Wisconsin, northwestern corner there, and the upper peninsula of Michigan will have more of the same as the temperatures are dropping down again, and it could get real exciting. Now, we've got a lot of fog in the Chesapeake Bay region tonight over on the East Coast. You got a lot of fog up there around South Jersey, and we also have fog to bear going up the East Coast, spotty going up to Cape Cod, and then it kind of spotty going up towards Nova Scotia. So that's what we've got. So, Kyle, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
No, that was perfect. And, of course, we expect that everybody's going to stop by the Pilot Flying J this weekend because they got some great stuff there. And if you like snack foods, the best stuff they got is you hit that deli and grab the chicken tenderloins they got there. I'm telling you, they are good, good, good. And those great big fried potatoes.
That's right. And find out more about them and locations at pilotflyingj.com.
All right. We'll talk to you Monday morning. Have a great day.
You too, Captain. Thank you.
All righty. Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and we appreciate him. And you'll be hearing more about some of the things that he'll be doing here with the radio show next week. But we did open up that new segment in the bottom of the first hour. So you're going to be hearing that every night that he's on now. It's called The Mission Impossible. Yes, we're gonna do one of those. Okay, let's go to the telephone line. We've got Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, the one thing that I'm going to just toss out there is the Dems are now using Title IX as a weapon.
That's a fact.
What are they doing?
Get rid of it. You know, they're trying to eliminate women's sports. They just won't admit it.
Well, they're already getting a lot of opposition back against it, so I don't understand how they think they're going to do it.
Well, I mean, in a lot of cases, it's already happening.
Yeah, they're trying. Mm-hmm.
You know, when you've got girls that, you know, are having to compete in various sports against, you know, gender jumpers, they're losing, and the girls are losing. So there's a lot of groups out there that are fighting back, and you know, these Democrats are dream killers for a lot of these girls.
Well, that's true, and I saw that disgusting transgender guy that spiked the volleyball into the face of the girl.
Yeah.
What a disgusting thing that was. I don't know why the girl just didn't haul off and cork him.
Well, she, you know, the way things go, she'd end up being arrested or something, you know.
Yeah, they did arrest somebody this week for doing that. Come to think of it. Okay, well, okay, it is what it is, but I had to get it out there, and I don't agree with it. I hope that we can prevail on this. So far, we are in the overall picture. We'll see how this goes. Obviously, this is going to be a court battle, big time, until they get it resolved one way or the other.
Well, it's going to come down to state by state, and each state's beginning to take some action on it, and rightly so.
Mm-hmm.
But I would say that the one organization that's been rather quiet on this whole thing has been the NCAA.
Gee, imagine that.
Yeah.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming back with more with Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Top of the hour news coming up.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call us at 1-877-969-8600.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.